And for more on the media side of the story, we're joined now by NPR's David Folkenflik. And David, a lot of criticism now about the New York Times itself. Do you think there'll be some kind of blowback?
Well, you're starting to see that play out online. I mean, obviously, Senator McCain has made as a centerpiece of his record the notion that he's standing up after the Keating fight. Scandal, standing up against lobbyists and corporate interests, the idea of the flow of money, and it opens himself up to this kinds of attention. That said, this story, if you look at it, it's a question of, in some ways, in reading it as the average person, it's promise unfulfilled. That is, there's the question raised about whether he had a romantic involvement with a female lobbyist who had business before his committee. They don't resolve that. They cite concerns from sources that that people in his staff had that worry themselves, but they don't answer the question. Again, there was the question of whether perhaps Senator McCain did favors for clients of this lobbyist. And putting aside the question of romantic involvement, a lobbyist with whom he acknowledges a friendship, was he doing that? Well, if you read the story carefully, they don't explicitly say that he did things he would not have done for other corporations, other people. So there's a bit of a promise unfulfilled. And yet at the same time, the Times can legitimately say Senator McCain has made the question of lobbying and campaign finance and of ethics in legislation a hallmark of his record. And this is a scrupulous look at that.
And the Times does spend a considerable part of this story going over the Keating Five scandal from many, many years ago.
That's right.
So, but to rely on this new part of the story, they rely a lot on, as we heard from Don, a lot on anonymous sources. I think there's only one named source in this story.
That's right. And we heard a moment ago, Don Gagne rightly referred to the derision and contempt that Senator McCain had for the use of anonymous sources. Shouldn't be that surprising. Very delicate questions going fundamentally to Senator McCain's integrity on the lobbying side and about his personal life on the other, whether he had this romantic involvement. It shouldn't be surprising that it's used anonymous sources, on delicate matters. They tend to be more likely, and at the same time, you have to be even more scrupulous about who it is you're talking to. They said, I believe that it was two aides who had become disillusioned with the senator, were no longer working for him. John Weaver, a former aide and currently informal advisor, seemed to attest that there had been, or did directly affirm that there had been a meeting that he had with Seisman at Union Station in Washington, D.C. to relay concerns, but he did not confirm the question that there was a romantic aspect to that.
David, we should note that we have asked the New York Times for its comment on publishing this story. They haven't spoken to us. They say they're not speaking to anyone else. There apparently is pressure because the New Republic magazine, at least according to the McCain campaign, was about to run a story on the internal debate within the New York Times on whether or not to run this story. What do you know about that?
That's exactly right. Gabe Sherman's a writer for the New Republic, and in fact, the magazine just published his piece minutes ago about the torturous path that this story took over the last several months. Drudge had posted an element back in December saying that this was happening. Bill Keller, the executive editor, kept pushing them for harder confirmation of this, and this was the story that ensued today.
David Folkenflik, media correspondent for NPR. Thanks, David.
You bet.